It is the live music showcase from WMNF in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley. I'll be your host today. And on the show today, we got Bill Sauce Boss Wharton. He's going to play a bunch of music, play a bunch of instruments at the same time. Guy's kind of a one-man band. Remember those things? Yeah, boy. And we'll talk about Bill and what he does in addition to music and a whole bunch of good stuff like that. But let's let him start off with a tune. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you so much for having me here, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
What's this first one going to be here?
This is called What's She Gonna Do? She Likes My Hands. Yeah, something like this.
Quiet little love song from Bill Sauce Boss Wharton, starting our live music show off here from WMNF in Tampa. Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
Such a such a lovely little tune. Hey, folks, if you want to watch this show, we've got a great TV crew here doing this whole thing, and it's all coming to you, pictures as well as sound. And the way to do that, you can watch us live on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type in LMSWMNF, and you will see us live. Share us with your friends. Give us some likes and all that good stuff on Facebook. And later on this evening or tomorrow morning, you'll be able to watch this show on our YouTube archive, courtesy of Dr. Richard Stone, our YouTube producer. And today on the show, we got Bill Sauce Boss Wharton. You may be wondering, who's this guy? What is he doing this and why? And I first saw you at Riverhawk, I think, right?
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
So what's your thing, Bill? Explain it to us. Probably you can explain it better than I can.
You know what? I should have a visual thing here.
Visual thing is
this
good.
Is how it began. And
he's holding up a
for
jar.
All you guys on the radio, this is my hot sauce. It's Liquid Summer Hot Sauce made with a dattle pepper.
Oh, I love dattle peppers.
Okay, it's a best-kept secret from St. Augustine, Florida, brought there by early colonists, indentured servants, actually.
Really? And those Mallorcans, right?
Yes. And it's been an integral part of the St. Augustine cuisine since the 1700s. And I just happened to pick it up, and I just realized that what an amazing pepper it is.
Uh-huh.
It's got a kind of a creeper burn.
Yeah.
It takes about 15 seconds to get there. And it's a habanero, but it's a compassionate habanero. Like I say.
But now, we can't do too much of a commercial here, so this is public radio. So, but we wanted to, I want to get across what you do. You cook for people, right?
Well, this is what started my cooking. I figured I wanted to show it off. And so, what it is I started making gumbo at my shows in 1990. It was New Year's Eve, 1989. And I made a big pot of gumbo, and I fed everybody during the show. And how many years later, here we are, and I've fed over 200,000 people.
Wow.
And I have never charged 1 cent for my gumbo. And it's kind of like my little message to the world, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, we have a little bit. Why don't we spread it around a little bit? And so it's just evolved into this kind of you know, a sort of a tent meeting of rock and roll brotherhood, you know, because at the end of the show, everybody gets a bowl of gumbo and we all sit down and we eat together. And I'll be doing that tomorrow or tonight, actually, at Skipper's Smokehouse.
Okay,
here
tonight.
In Tampa.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Bill Sauce Boss Wharton, our guest on today's live music showcase from WMNF. What you going to do for us here? You got your Dobro. Is that a Dobro or a National?
It's a National steel guitar. But it's been electrified. It's kind of almost
Frankenstein.
It's a Frankenstein. It looks like a Les Paul, but it looks like a National also. Like that, man. It makes that kind of the National sound. And this song here, let's see here. Well, I bought my mama a brand new washing machine. That sucker's running fine. Yo, I bought my mama a brand new washing machine, y'all. Woo, boy, that mother is running fine. Law, and then it got the wobblies. Yeah, you know that Maytag have lost its mind. I see your Maytag done broke down. Baby doll, baby doll. Oh, your Maytag done broke down. Yes, it will. It's been too long since your handyman have come around. Everything on TV. Baby doll, don't believe all that stuff on TV. All them commercials put out by the Maytag company. I need some service. Be right away.
gonna stay that way, baby doll, baby doll.
Check your motor, baby, and make sure your belt is tight. I'm gonna grease a good child. I'm gonna make that thing run just right, baby doll, baby doll. Lord, you may tag on road down. Yes, you will. It's been too long since your handyman have come around.
Got it. It's Bill Sauce Boss Wharton. He's our guest on today's live music showcase here from Community Radio WMNF in Tampa. Want to shout out the names of our live music showcase crew. We got a whole host of them on the premises today. Mark Perfetti mixing it all together, head of the sound department. excuse me, he's assisted today by Ayla Sky, Dr. Richard Stone, and Joe Remo, excuse me, in the booth. And our video section of the show, which if you're watching us on Facebook at LMSWMNF, you might be wondering how we put this together. Today we got Bob Hoke directing the whole thing. We got Marcy and Tom Connors in a supervisory capacity today on cameras and makeup. We got Ed Lehman also on camera, assisted by Jane Goldie and Juliet Lowe working here. Also, Townsend the dog is helping out. And so we got a great crew. And I want to talk to Bill Sauce Boss Wharton for a few minutes about how this came to be.
Well, you
I mean, how'd you get started doing this? Besides the sauce and all that, I mean, what's your musical story?
Well, I've been playing music all my life, pretty much, and I was self-taught. You know, I just got a guitar, and then I went out and got the gigs, and then I went home and I learned how to play the guitar.
Yeah, that's always important.
Yeah.
Get the gigs first, and then the rest of it'll take care of itself.
That's kind of been my mode of operation. And so, anyway, over the years, I've just been playing and playing and playing. And then I had a thing with Kingsnake Records in Sanford, Florida.
Yeah.
And
a lot of good blues on those.
Yeah. And when I was recording my first album with them, The Sauce Boss, Rafael Neal was also recording some stuff. And his wife, Shirley, was in the kitchen making gumbo. And I watched her like a hawk, and I figured, wow, this would be a good thing to do.
They're from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge, and it is a gumbo-making family. You know Kenny Neal, mm-hmm. her son. And Rafael Neal, of course, a contemporary of Slim Harpo.
Right.
And just an amazing, amazing musical family. And so at Kingsnake, it was like family, you know. Bob would cook a lot. Bob Greenlee, the guy who owned Kingsnake, and it just kind of worked with me with the gumbo and everything. And so I started making the gumbo, and
rest is history.
The rest is history. You know? And it's funny because in the year 2000, Jimmy Buffett wrote this song called "I Will Play for Gumbo," and he's got a verse about me in it, right? The first time I met Jimmy, we were playing at his club in Margaritaville, and we had a dynamite first set. And after the set was over, he and Michael Utley and a bunch of the Margaritaville record execs, they stand up and they start working their way towards the stage. And they were elbowed out of the way by a covey of autograph-seeking young women. And I was going, oh, wow. So finally, he comes up to the stage, and he says, "Bill, this is the best band I've seen in a long time." And I said, "Jimmy, can I quote you on that?" And then there was like,
"Dom." No, band, you're talking about you yourself.
Yeah.
Or did you have an actual...
yeah, there was a quartet back then.
Okay, so you had some other folks back
here. Yeah. And so it was one of those like dot, dot, dot. "Well, Bill, this is the best bar band I've seen in a long time." And then he said to me, he said, "You know what? Everybody wants to be me, but I'd rather open up a bait store and be you." And I was going, whoa, wait a minute. And when you see where, you know, Jimmy has been and where he is now, that's a very heavy eye opener, you know,
because he longs for the simple life.
I'm a simple man, I'll tell you that right now. And so after all these years, I figured, well, I better do "I Will Play for Gumbo" for you good people.
All right.
Got a funky monkey riding on my back. Don't eat beignets, too much sugar and dough, but I will play for gumbo. I will play for gumbo. Yeah, it started with my mama in the kitchen by the sea. She warned me when she told me, son, to
free. Hit me like a rock, a taekwondo. I will play for gumbo. I will play for gumbo. Yeah, a piece of French bread to wipe my bowl. Good for your body, good for your soul. A little like religion, a lot like sex. You can never tell when you're gonna get it next. Midnight in the quarter down in Thibodeau. I will play for gumbo. I will play for gumbo. Hey! On a stick, picking and a singing for my nightly wage, sweating and a threading from my head to my toe. But I will play for gumbo. 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 I will play for gumbo.
I'm gonna play for gumbo.
Wow, y'all.
We get the message there.
Yeah,
William.
Right.
Bill Sauce Boss Wharton, our guest on today's live music showcase. He's playing the hi-hat cymbal, he's playing the bass drum, and he's playing his 1953 Telecaster. Were you the original owner of that? You bought that when you were four, right?
Oh, I wish that was the case. Yeah, I'm kind of a snob, I guess. I've got a 52 Les Paul at the house.
Oh, my God.
But,
wow.
It's more than I deserve. That's all I can say.
I'm not worthy, he says. Great. It's a great guitar, though.
It is a wonderful guitar.
So do you have a recipe for your gumbo, or do you just kind of wing
yes.
it? How do you, I mean, when you go to make it for folks?
As a matter of fact, I do have a recipe. You can find it at my website.
You're actually divulge it to folks.
Yes, and you can also find it in my new book. I just wrote a book, and I'll tell you about that in a little while.
Okay.
But it's actually a companion. The book is a companion to my latest album. And the album's called Blind Boy Billy, and I'd like to do another song from that if we could.
Yeah.
This song here is a song I wrote for my lovely wife Ruthie, and on the occasion of our 50th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And when we were very young, we were children, I guess, when we got married.
Yeah.
And anyway, there's a long story, but all I could do, I didn't want to write a little sappy thing, you know. So this is what I came up with. Let's see here. You know, if you plug this thing in, it works a whole lot better.
That's what they say.
All right, here we go. Ruthie likes to drive the van. And we drive the van a lot. Well, I got a little driver. And I ride all over town. Said I got a little driver, y'all. And I ride all over town. Well, one thing for sure, never gonna put that woman down. Yeah, said I got a little driver. She can drive so sweet.
A very sweet song from Bill.
Yeah.
Sauce Boss Wharton, our guest on today's Live Music Showcase from the station that dares to bring you live music two or three times a week, WMNF in Tampa, where support comes from our members and Happy Feet Plus. For those having foot, leg, knee, and back pain, Happy Feet Plus offers footwear solutions fashioned to make your feet happy. And as a full-service shoe store, including a complimentary foot scan analysis at their 10 Bay Area locations.
I've got to thank you guys.
Yeah?
I've got to thank you guys for having live music many times a week in the station. And also the incredible service you do for this community and the world also.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, ladies.
Well, we're happy to have you making a guest appearance on the show today. Were you on the show one time before, years and years ago?
I wasn't on the show, but I came in one time.
Uh-huh.
And well, I was, actually. I was on Soul Man Shire.
So, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Back in the day.
Oh, man.
In the what is now the parking lot here at WMS.
Totally. Well, here's a tune from my new CD.
Now, wait a minute. Let me interrupt you for a second. Now, you were going to do a couple little recitations.
Let me do this one first.
I'm sort of looking forward to them.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my book, a little thing from my book for sure. This song here is a song that goes out to all the ladies, all the women in Tampa and the world. It's like for what you do and under duress many times, I'm on your side.
Girl. chasing around in the name of having fun. But deep down, you know everyone, we got what it takes to make a lonely girl.
Live Music Showcase happening from WMNF. It's all live, folks. You can watch us on Facebook, LMS WMNF. You can listen on the archive right after the show at WMNF.org. And while you're there, why not put in a little bit of cash into our tip jar if you love live music as much as we all do around here. The Live Music Showcase happens every Friday afternoon here at WMNF Community Radio in Tampa. And today we got Bill Wharton, the sauce boss. He'll be at Skipper's tonight, rocking the house, cooking it up. And but you've got a new book, right?
I do. I just released this book.
Hold this up front of the microphone there.
Okay, this is, it's called The Life and Times of Blind Boy Billy.
Uh-huh.
And it's a companion to my new album, which is called Blind Boy Billy. And Blind Boy Billy is kind of a, I don't know, legendary kind of guy who's a musician that travels all around, and it's sort of a quasi, but not really autobiographical. Okay,
quasi autobiographical.
But the book is it's a recipe book, first of all, and it's also a songbook. So it has, you know, your recipes, and then it will have lyrics. But there's a place where you can go on the worldwide interweb. And you can dial it up. And while you're reading the lyrics of the songs, you can actually hear them, okay? And sandwiched in between the recipes and the songs and a lot of photographs is also my memoir, my life story. So it and the recipes and the songs actually follow the storyline. So there's a lot of stuff about my musical stuff and also my life story stuff about when I was a grower of fine cannabis and brush with the law, high-speed chase, all that kind of stuff. But it starts out, it is dedicated to my mother because she is the one that she showed me how to cook. And it's more than just cooking. She showed me how to be hospitable. And she had a rough time. She was orphaned as a young woman. And because she didn't have the shelter of her parents, she was raped. And she was also had to have an abortion due to the rape. And it caused her a lot of psychological damage. And the way that she made herself whole again was she cooked and she cared for her family. And this is a story about my mom. Mama was a good cook in the Southern tradition. She would take a dollar and make a dinner for a family of seven while carrying a heavy weight throughout. Until she was finally diagnosed with schizophrenia. In the hospital, the convulsions produced by the electroshock, quote unquote therapy broke her back. Her recovery was long and hard, and the rest of her life she would occasionally slip back into that place where time creeps by and the weight would return. This went on for a long time. She would find solace in cooking and caring for her family. And years later, I got the call. Mama's freaking out. She's cooking pies. She missed her kids, so she began cooking pies. Lots of pies. She's going crazy with pies. Blackberry pies, peach pies. Her specialty, lemon icebox pie. Pecan pies, rhubarb pies, all kind of pies. And when she finished her 27th pie, her entire family was sitting at the table. We would come and visit, and she would make her donuts for breakfast. Not just donuts, no. Y'all don't know the half of it. And I might interject right here that the subtitle of my book is Y'all Don't Know the Half of It. Well, y'all don't know the half of it in terms of the donuts. No, not just donuts, not just glazed donuts, not just buttermilk donuts. No, glazed buttermilk potato donuts, hot out of the pan. And the first thing out of her mouth after breakfast was, what do y'all want for lunch? That's where I got it from.
A tradition.
A tradition.
Bill Sauce Boss Wharton, our guest on today's live music showcase here from Community Radio WMNF. He's reaching for his metal guitar, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Going to do us a little metal music here.
Heavy metal.
You can watch this show live on Facebook, LMSWMNF. Just type that in. You'll get it. You'll see our set here and the live music showcase. You've got two of Bill's big aluminum cauldrons that he's using for guitar holders here on today's show. Not allowed to have food in our studios, but we've got some great music.
You can get the food tonight at Skipper's Smokehouse.
All right.
Sometimes I like to get on my bicycle and ride, y'all. Wow, I like to ride all around. I like to ride 300-400 miles, but I always ride alone, 'cause I don't trust y'all. That's why they call me the Lonesome Rider. Yeah, well, I'm a lonesome rider, and I ride both night and day. Well, I'm a lonesome rider. Somewhere I gotta go, Lord, gotta get away. Gonna take my rider, sing that girl up from behind. Yeah, I'm gonna take my rider, sing that girl up from behind. Yeah, she's my back door, she's the best I'll ever find. To the end of the road. She got shotgun pie. Son, that girl can unload. Come on, baby, unload one time. We'll be right back.
ride both night and day. Every day.
I'm a lonesome rider.
Yeah, getting down with Bill, the Sauce Boss Wharton, on our live music showcase from WMNF in Tampa. Shout out to our great live music showcase crew. Mark Perfetti mixing up the sound, assisted by Ayla Sky, Joe Remo, and Dr. Richard Stone. Today, Bob Hoke directs our TV portion of this show that you can watch us live on Facebook and later on YouTube. We got Marcy and Tom Connors and Ed Lehman on cameras, assisted today by Jane Goldie and Juliet Lowe. Great crew. Also, Townsend is here in the house. Townsend, the canine. What's the website address for people to check out Bill Wharton, the Sauce Boss, and all your stuff?
sauceboss.com.
good. Okay.
And also I have another address, which is planet gumbo planetgumbo.org, and that's a 501c3 that I have. When I'm out on the road with a day off, many times I'll take this whole thing down to a homeless shelter, and I've played homeless shelters all over the country. And you can come to planetgumbo.org and see where we played. And it was just kind of a natural extension of the whole spooning out gumbo to all these people over the years, and all the energy that I get from communities like Tampa and everywhere, that everybody comes out and they support music and they support me. And I just want to give a little bit back, you know. And so... that's Planet Gumbo. You can find it either Sauce Boss or Planet Gumbo. Come and see me.
PlanetGumbo.org.
Yep, that's it.
SauceBoss.com. Okay, Bill Wharton, our guest on today's show.
Yeah. This song here is an old song I wrote a long time ago. Been covered by a number of people. Most recently by Albert Castilla. He recorded this thing a couple years ago, and it was number one on the Roots Music Report for 12 weeks. It's called Let the Big Dog Eat. Yeah.
Wow! Way down south in the rain and the heat. Sure get hot down there, you can cook an egg on the concrete. the big dog eater. Let the big dog eat. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're getting down on the Live Music Showcase today with Bill Sauce Boss Wharton, our guest here. He's a one-man band, folks. He's got three guitars, bass drum, hi-hat cymbal, and a big voice. Bill's going to be appearing in Tampa this evening. And also, he's got a couple of websites you might want to check out. sauceboss.com and planetgumbo.org. And so find out what Bill's doing, moving around. Do you travel a lot? Do you travel around other parts of the country besides Florida?
I do. I travel all over the world, actually.
Really?
I just got back in September. I was in Turkey. Last summer, I did a lot, some stuff in Canada.
How'd you go over in Turkey? How'd they like
I had
music?
A great time in Turkey. It's a wonderful country. The people there are so warm and friendly, and they're definitely ready to do business. I mean, this is the Silk Road, right?
Mm.
These guys have been doing it for millennia. And we can find a way to make this work. It's kind of the mode of operation there, you know? And had a really, really wonderful time there. And we'd go out to the West Coast a couple times, a good bit, actually. And just travel around, and I've got a kind of a crazy schedule because I don't do a whole lot of like prospecting, you know, but the phone rings. And so what we do is we get these gigs and it doesn't matter where, we just go and do them. And since Jimmy Buffett wrote the gumbo song, a lot of parrot heads are into what I'm doing. So I book an anchor date and then fill it in with a bunch of parrothead gigs, and we kind of ride down the road on a very long extended vacation with some gigs along the way.
Yeah, sounds good.
It's been absolutely wonderful.
Sounds great.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tune.
We got about six minutes to go here, maybe five and a half minutes. Can we squeeze a couple of more tunes in?
We can squeeze a couple. Now, I've got one more here, but let me interject one here.
All right.
All out on the highway, all out on the sea, all out on the skyway, there's a song out there that wants to be. That's when you came up to me. That's when you came and you knew me. You came to see right through me. You brought me precious stones to keep. You
You got me undivided. You got me undivided. Undivided with your pleasure of the deep. Tell me, you never had to do a thing. You just lay right down in my thoughts, and that's when you came to know me. That's when you came and showed me up underneath of the sky. There ain't no how, there ain't no why. You caught me walking in my sleep. You brought me precious stones to keep. You got me undivided. You got me undivided. Undivided with your pleasures of the deep.
This is WMNF Tampa.
I'm a salt boss.